Hello, Degrassi fans, and welcome to the Degrassi Kid Podcast, where each week we break down the history and impact of our favorite teen TV show. I'm Jocelyn, and this week I have a question for you. What if you were doing a TikTok live with your best friend slash fellow Degrassi fan, and then a Degrassi actor popped in and joined you? That is exactly what happened to me and my best friend, Evie Pacini, when we were on TikTok Live last week. I can't believe it. I'm going to play you some clips from that live and tell you which Degrassi actor joined us. But first, let's meet up with Evie Pacini to talk about this crazy Degrassi dream come true. Evie, welcome to the Degrassi Kid Podcast. We have so much to gush about.
I still cannot believe that this happened, and I don't think I'll ever stop talking about it, honestly.
It doesn't make sense to me. So first, I'll lay the basis. Evie and I go live on TikTok every single week. It's our goal to become Degrassi content creators. And one of the things that's popular to do is to hang it on TikTok live. Normally, we play Degrassi games. We'll talk to Degrassi fans. We even have them on live. And we were doing this thing where people from our chat could come on live with us. And one of the people that happened to pop into our chat was, do you want to reveal it? I haven't said it yet.
Jamie Johnston, aka Peter Stone.
That's insane. What was your initial reaction? I'm curious because I saw him in my chat and I'm the one who clicked on his name to approve him. How did you feel about the fact that Jamie fucking Johnston just randomly appeared on your screen on TikTok Live?
I was in complete shock. I remember you saying, like, oh, guess who's in the chat? And I was like, who? And Jamie follows both of us on TikTok. So it's not crazy to think that he like would pop in to a TikTok live to like watch and be in the chat for like 2 seconds. But then you said that he requested to go live with us. And I think before I could even like process what you were saying, he was going live with us. His like account just popped up and he was talking to us. And it was literally just the voice of Peter Stone being like, hey guys, I still can't believe that it's real, honestly.
I don't even know what to say about it. Like, it was absolutely surreal. And then all of our friends were in the chat, especially our moderators from the Discord. So they ran over to the Discord, got all of our friends to join. So it was just this fun night of hanging out with a Degrassi actor. I know I felt validated because the intent was to hang out with people on live, but I didn't realize that even if you're a guest, sometimes you need 1,000 followers or there's like something TikTok needs you to do for you to go live with other people. I'm not really sure what it is, but we couldn't get some people on live. So it's kind of a struggle.
We were struggling.
And then all of a sudden, one of the people that requested was Jamie. So I felt like it kind of made up for the fact that I struggled a bit with technology, that all of a sudden we had Jamie Johnston in the middle of our live stream.
It was one of those things where we were like struggling so much with technology that I was like starting to get anxious. I'm like, this is not entertaining. Like, we don't know what we're doing. Like, we should have Googled this beforehand. Like, we thought we knew what we were doing and we didn't. But then somehow, amazingly, it worked to go live with Jamie. Like,
you
thank
know who
you.
Else we can say thank you to? Besides everyone in chat who hung out with us and asked some good questions.
Oh my gosh. Amazing friends. Sorry, go ahead.
We get to say thank you to Lizzie, who recorded it for us.
Oh my gosh. I was so scared that we weren't going to be able to get the footage of it.
And then Lizzie
I was not screen recording. I was in shock. So
absolutely incredible.
Thank you so much, Lizzie.
Thank you, Lizzie. Thank you, everyone who joined us. I think what we should do, Evie, is I think we should play the TikTok live and then you and I should catch up after and fangirl. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing. Let's go. Let's do it.
Awesome. If you want to watch the video of us on live with Jamie, you can go to patreon.com/DegrassiKid. Now, because Jamie had under 1,000 followers, you cannot see him in the video, but you can hear him. You can see everyone in the chat going off. You can see me and Evie as our faces drop as he joins us on live. patreon.com/DegrassiKid to see the full thing.
Despite Jamie not being able to show his face this time, he did say that he wanted to come back. So maybe once we get Jamie's followers up a little bit, figure out what we're doing. He already did basically agree. You'll hear it in the audio. He basically agreed and he sounded very excited to come back and go live and show his face. So go follow Jamie. We will put his information in the go follow Jamie, like not just so that he can go live with us. go follow Jamie because he's amazing. He is
because
so
he's Jamie fucking
cool.
Johnston.
Yeah, and he's Peter Stone. Like, he's just, like, such a cool person. You'll see in the clips that we're about to play, he is so freaking cool. Go follow him.
Go follow him. And for now, here is the TikTok Live with me, Evie, and Jamie Johnston.
I was just going to ask, I mean, the classic question of how did it come about that you ended up on Degrassi? Had you already seen the show before? Was it just kind of an audition? What's the story there?
Oh, no. I was a big fan of Degrassi before I was even an actor. But I was an actor before, like a long time before I even started Degrassi. I was born in 1989. So like I watched the original Degrassi like after school. Yeah. And then I watched the whole Miriam McDonald era. Like the first couple seasons of Degrassi, I was like young and I was like, oh gosh, this is a little too mature for me. And then it was just another show that I auditioned for and I got it and it became a big part of my life for 5 years. And then now I'm still doing it after this. I'm talking to you guys just because I did this thing because I had this one good audition apparently.
That's incredible.
The same day I auditioned for this, I auditioned for Saw 2. So that's how long Degrassi was. Like I auditioned for Saw 2 and Degrassi season 5. The same freaking day in the same outfit.
Those are like two of your biggest hyperfixations, and you're like one of your two biggest. Yeah, yeah, you love.
I wish I made Saw. Quarter. You would give me your life savings. If
I mean, it's
if
not too late. You could be in Saw 11.
I quit acting. I'm done.
Let's all give Jamie our life savings. We'll send him some gifts. I'll happily give you all my life savings.
Yeah, everybody send Jamie some gifts, definitely.
Yeah, send Jamie some love.
Yeah, I can see the comments. Number one Degrassi fan. Hello. I haven't been looking, but I saw yours. I'm sorry.
I absolutely
type in all caps.
It's hard to keep up with the comments when you're live also. So sorry if we miss anything.
100%. Yeah.
Especially when you're in shock that Peter Stone is in your life. Sorry, Peter Stone. That's disrespectful.
No. You can call me that. Okay. Because you got. That's like.
I know that's not you, but like in this context.
No, I know. I know. It's
nervous.
Like, nah. Like, I'm a normal person. Be nervous when it's like fucking Drake or something, because he's. I don't know.
Wear this in only Degrassi context. Like,
show off.
I do not support the man.
Yeah,
my Jamie Johnson.
There you go.
See it.
Wheelchair Jamie. So,
well, was there anyone since you watched the show? Was there anyone that you were like starstruck about when you started acting on it?
I was surprised. Like, I was a big fan of like Jay and Silent Bob, but like I was kind of happily surprised that I was not starstruck, and like I just treated Jason Mewes like he was just like a dude. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey man, yo, I really like your comedy. You guys, you're really funny. I asked him to sign some zigzags for me. Do you guys know what zigzags are? They're like rolling papers for weed. Which is like, that's like right on brand for Silent that Bob. Is... Or I mean, sorry. Not Silent Bob. The other guy. yeah.
I mean, honestly, so, yeah, Kevin
he wrote
Smith
Snooch. He wrote Snooch, love the zags. Jason Mewes on my zigzags, and I still have that pinned to my wall. I've had it pinned to my wall for 10 years.
Oh my god, that is so cool. Okay, well, if I ever meet you in person, I'm gonna have you sign or whatever on my zigzags.
yes.
That is so cool. Evie, do you have anything? I've commandeered and taken over and asked all the questions. Is there anything you've always wanted to ask me, Peter Stone?
Do you have any moments where you felt like your character kind of went off the deep end in terms of what you thought your character was? Any moments that you didn't really agree with? Or was it kind of just like a job you didn't really get invested in the character? I'm curious. Some people I feel like get very invested in the character. Okay. So was there any moments that you were this isn't Peter?
No, not really.
Okay.
Because it's up to the writer to do Peter, and I'm the one to just perform it. So
I love that.
There's things that like almost everything Peter did, I disagree with. But I'm not a writer, okay? I'm just an actor. And I was a privileged white boy. So like I was cast pretty fucking well, because when I look back at like the actor or even the person I was being the actor back then, if I were to do that character again, there would be a lot more acting, I'll tell you that. Any more Degrassi questions?
Are there any behind the scenes standout memories filming the show, anything that comes to mind that you haven't talked about in an interview before?
Yeah, okay. Are you familiar with when we went to Kenya?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So we went to Kenya, and I was, you know, a progressive sort of person, and we did a bunch of manual labor that they said was important, and then we went to a school, and everyone got one Coca-Cola, and just the looks on the children's faces, it just showed me that, like, they don't get Coca-Cola every day. They're only getting Coca-Cola because Degrassi people are here. And that fucking broke my heart. And I have never been the same since.
Such a good answer.
I have so much solidarity with, you know, what we call the global South, people that you know, Canada and America and, you know, the UK have just exploited to desperation. And that was really a moment that opened my eyes. And I can thank Degrassi for that. Nowadays, we call that, what do we call that?
White saviorism.
There's a word for it. It's like it's a portmanteau of charity and tourism.
Are you thinking white saviorism? Is that?
No, I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
A former Toronto bread tuber who made a version. Oh, voluntourism. Know, yeah. Yes.
Voluntourism. Okay.
Yeah. So that is exactly what I did. But I was an older teen, so you know, maybe I should have known better, but I did it. And I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know better until you know better.
Exactly. And I can understand it being a difficult thing because it feels really good, but you know that it's not necessarily a long-lasting impact that's happening. It's kind of just like a feel-good moment. But yes. I mean, clearly in that moment, like, it made an impact, which is amazing. It's amazing that you still remember that. Mm-hmm.
I thought it did. I thought it did. But while I was there, I was still like, oh, why can't I just like buy some extra chicken? And I was like, why can't my rich ass white Degrassi actor privileged boy, why can't I buy an extra chicken?
Yeah.
And that sort of, that was like a perplexing question to the people because like chickens are not like, they're like, sure you can buy chickens, but like that's going to disrupt the economy as like a voluntourist. So they didn't really see, like, there was obviously an economic model for what they were doing over there. So, like, I kind of regret doing it, but it opened my mind.
That's so interesting. That's so amazing that it made such a huge impact. Did you end up traveling anywhere else with Degrassi?
No, there was an opportunity to go to Ecuador, but by the time that came by, I had already sort of self-reflected on what I had done in Africa. And I think in all honesty, I think we did more harm than good. I'm sorry. I shouldn't make this so political. It's just I'm very passionate these days. But we can talk about more about Degrassi. I'm sorry.
I think
was a great answer.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk about the dichotomy of those two things, of having this moment where it's a really feel good moment where you're making a huge impact, but really you're just a part of the cycle that perhaps makes those situations actually worse because it only takes people coming in to make those happen. But I will ask you some Degrassi questions while you're here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure I'll spin it into something ultra woke later on. But yeah, give me the Degrassi questions.
We are avid TikTok followers of you. We understand what we've signed up for. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Let's just act like I left, and then can we just talk about how you just had Peter from Degrassi on your podcast?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Actually, genuinely cannot believe that this is just casual.
Yeah, seriously, thank you so much.
This is huge. Serves. You've made my life. This is incredible. I feel cool and I'm going to brag about it forever. And I'm going to tell everybody and I'm going to text people from Degrassi now and be like, Jeannie Johnson went live with me, so why won't you go live with me? He said,
yeah, this is going to be the new expectation now, everyone, because we go live every week. Now everyone's going to be like, okay, so what Degrassi actor are you guys having on next week?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's Jamie again.
It's Jamie again. No, we would love that. Fuck. Just join us every week now.
You brought so many people here by being here. I think I can already tell that my messages are going to blow up to be like, Jocelyn, can you? I can't believe that happened. I'm so thankful.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Honestly, because like, okay, my character, like, I was a bad guy, but like, it's raising awareness about bad guys. You know,
real.
The whole reason I love Degrassi is because it tells real stories, and sometimes you need people to play the bad side of that story for it to be told in an honest and authentic way. 100%.
I don't want to be like so clout chasing, you know. I don't know what this is, but
we want to chase you. Let us chase you. We want that.
Okay.
We love you so much. This is incredible.
You deserve the love. We appreciate you and you're awesome.
All right. It feels like this is like a goodbye time and then you guys.
No, I mean, whatever. Okay, you hanging out? I mean, we can hang out. We will hang out as long as you want to hang out. We didn't want to take up too much of your time. We appreciate you as Peter Stone. We also just appreciate you as a person. You are very cool, and
Glad that you're here. Maybe your followers will get me to 1,000, and then I can get my video on here today, so you can see me my face.
Can we not see your face because you're not at 1,000?
You guys need to follow me.
Follow me. Don't watch any of my videos, please. when I was on Degrassi, they were doing like actual legit temporaneous issues, and they were doing it well, and I was proud to be on it.
That is so good to know. I do feel. You go ahead. I've asked every question.
I was just gonna say, did you watch the show after you were off of it?
I didn't even watch it when I was on it.
Fair.
I watched the premieres when there was like a special premiere that
I was curious how you would have felt about the later like next class seasons and how they covered more like modern issues.
Ooh, that is a really good question. Okay, that's something we could do. Okay, all right.
Podcast time. Yeah, okay. Jamie, let's start a podcast.
Because I am actually really interested in trans issues and like trans rights. And that's something that they didn't really cover when I was in Degrassi. So yeah, okay. Maybe that's something that, maybe I will be a person of value because that is something I have been very, very interested in.
We're starting.
My main thing is if you say you're a woman, who am I to say you're not a woman? Like, 100%. What the fuck? Like, no. Because all it would take for a really close-minded person for that person to say you are a woman is a bunch of plastic surgery. So what is the difference between a bunch of plastic surgery and your inner mind?
Who are you to like define how anybody else identifies or feels or anything like that? Like you're not inside anybody else's mind. So.
Yeah.
The world would be a such better place if we just accepted people as they are, as long as you're not hurting another person, that is. But it would be such a better world if we just accepted each other as is. It would be very interesting to see your opinion on how Degrassi handled that, especially because that's one of, I think, the most, like Degrassi introduced a lot of people to trans issues. It introduced me to trans issues. I had no idea what it meant to be trans at the time. And I'm someone who's, like, very queer and very queer educated and had no idea. And then they did introduce a non-binary character next class, and I think if the show had continued, they would have been able to tell better stories. But I did love when they were starting to tell that story on Degrassi Next Class. It was incredible.
I agree.
That's so interesting.
So, Jamie, are we starting a podcast about Degrassi?
I guess so.
We did it. We can get a round table because there's plenty of trans Degrassi fans who love the show. We have the super fans who can offer the perspective of the legacy of the show and how they tell their stories. And then we have the Degrassi actor who loved the show, was on the show, and is now learning about the rest of the show. So that sounds like a round table to me. One episode.
Okay.
We got him. We did it.
Got him. I'm in. Fine.
Fuck yeah. This is how you make shit happen in the Degrassi community.
I'm getting, it's almost like, about time to leave for me to go to bed, but.
Okay. Well, let us praise
that
you.
That is awesome, and I'm totally down to do that podcast. That sounds funny.
We're going to reach out to you. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us. I hope everyone here has followed Jamie because we're going to get him to 1,000 followers so then he can go
you
live.
You're too nice.
Our whole lives are Degrassi, and Peter Stone just randomly popped onto our live stream. Like, do you understand? I'm gonna think about this moment for the rest of my life.
Yeah, Peter Stone was a fucking asshole.
Like, but you don't understand, I love Degrassi because it portrayed real teen issues.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about Spinner married Emma and Peter did this. I'm worried about the fact that real kids showed up to a Degrassi set to tell stories that impacted kids like me. And I got to see real kids who looked like me on television. And sometimes they were villains. I love Degrassi and I love every person who's been on the show. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah, Jocelyn, that is actually, like, I do love Degrassi for that reason. You're absolutely right.
I feel so special that you hopped on my TikTok. I will let you go. I know that it's getting late for you and you did spend so much time with us.
I wanted you to confirm one more thing, Jamie, before you go. Could you confirm that Peter was like bi?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. He was such a but then that's that dude. Like, I know that dude. He was then saying the slur. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That guy sucked. Okay. That guy sucked. I don't care how they write this shit. No, that guy ended up. Honestly, yeah. he's rich as fuck, but his heart is black. Ugh.
He's a horrible. He's not a good person.
But no.
I still love what the character was able to teach us.
This is amazing. This is the highlight of my life. I'm gonna brag about this to everybody.
It's not. Because I'm gonna come talk to you again. We're gonna have a much better time. Don't act like this is special. Come on.
This is the start of something new.
I've never had anything like this happen before. And I've had a lot of cool shit happen before, but nothing like this.
Oh.
Very, very cool.
Well, hopefully you get a better actor next time.
We love you.
Love y'all so much. Bye.
Thank you, Jamie. Bye. Oh, my God. Oh my God, Evie. Okay, sorry. We need to just like have a moment.
Evie, what was it like for you to go back and re-listen to that moment with Jamie Johnson again?
Still so unreal. Like I listened to it a few times while I was editing, but it's still every single time certain parts are just like, the whole thing is unreal to me, but certain parts I'm just like, I literally cannot believe that happened. Like,
oh my God.
Could not have gone better, honestly.
Oh my God, it was absolutely incredible. And I felt so happy because I previously had reached out to Jamie because we follow each other on TikTok to see if he could come on the podcast. And he was a little hesitant, which I totally understood. So this is kind of like a full circle moment for me is I reached out to Jamie. I was like, are you cool if I turn that into a podcast with Evie? And he was like, yes, absolutely. So how cool of a moment that this is the way I get to have him on my podcast. Super cool about that.
Not only does it seem like he's more comfortable, like he literally possibly wants to like start a podcast with us. Like I have no idea what's going to happen with that, but like Jamie Johnson next class podcast coming 2025. That's not a real promise.
Let's promise it and we'll pressure him.
Okay. Jamie, come on.
We'll get him on the pod. It made me feel like he trusted us because I mean he went live with the both of us and let us ask him literally anything we wanted to, which was incredibly nice of him. So cool. What is your standout favorite moment from the interview? I feel or from the live. I feel like I can guess, but you can tell us.
I liked the last question that I asked him right before he hopped off. I was not expecting such a frank answer. I was expecting like I really felt like Peter was bi. He did not hold back, and I love that about him.
He's an icon. I just can't believe.
Yeah, what an icon.
Did this for us. I think that you and I are going to be beaming about this forever. Not only did we freak out after the live, after Jamie left the live, me and Evie were still on TikTok live and just freaking melted and freaked out. And then even after we finished that TikTok live, we hopped on a Discord call together and we're like, what? I can't believe that's real.
Insane. And I'm so glad that I was able to share that moment with you. I would not have known how to handle myself if I were on live myself and Jamie Johnston just popped in and was like, hey, and also don't think that would have happened. I think our energy together like really makes people like made him want to join and made him want to hang out with us.
I love that, especially because the fact that we were having technical difficulties and he still wanted to hang out with us. I felt validated. I felt loved. I felt supported. And the fact that we were there with all of our friends, how much cooler.
Yeah, when I rewatch that and I see all of our friends in the chat just like so excited for us, it just makes my heart, because I was not paying attention to the chat when all of that was going down. Like I could not focus.
We were freaking out. We're still freaking out. I'm still not paying attention to chat. I'm still freaked out.
Yeah, I literally am not reading the chat. Sorry, chat. Like,
and if but you guys,
it was so cute.
It was so fucking cute. I can't believe it. You know, I am very lucky the fact that I have met so many people from Degrassi, humble brag moment. But I feel like that is such a unique and interesting way. Like half my stories are Linda Schuyler's book launch, which is so cool. My other half of my stories is, you know, meet and greets with a bunch of fans, which is amazing. But the fact that we have this amazing story that you and I were just on TikTok live together, something that now we've done for like 10, 11 weeks in a row doing these lives. Yeah. And someone from Degrassi pops on and just wants to talk with us and hang out with us and tell us about their lives. Like, that's freaking cool.
Yeah. He was so chill and open. It literally felt like we were just like FaceTiming with a friend, which is insane. We're just having a casual phone call with Peter Stone.
Like, I love it so much. Well, Evie, thank you so much for making this little podcast with me. I know it's kind of a shorter one than normal, but I just wanted to share this with our friends, share this with our listeners. And if you guys want to hang out with us on TikTok Live, we go live at least once a week. You can find the links in our bios. And you can come hang out with us. And who knows who's going to show up next time? No promises, but who knows?
No promises, but like at this point, I would not be surprised by anything happening. Like,
me neither.
Totally. I'm so grateful for the Degrassi community. It surprises me every day.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you. That is, before we go, the last thing I do want to say is a big thank you to everyone who listens, because that is literally the only reason. Our goal in life is to become Degrassi content creators. We are putting the work in. I make the podcast. Evie edits it. We hang it on TikTok Live. We host events on Discord. We're always making content on Instagram and stuff, but that literally means nothing if there isn't people who embrace it and love us, who support Evie's shop, who support my podcast and Patreon. You're literally the reason that we get to be on TikTok Live and have someone from Degrassi pop into it, which is amazing. So thank you.
Jamie wouldn't have popped in if there was nobody there. Like, if it was just us on TikTok Live, that wouldn't one thing I do want to say, I love that a bunch of people in the chat got a moment with Jamie too, because he was acknowledging the chat and talking to the people in the chat. And I feel like that is a very unique, awesome experience that everybody in the chat got to have.
I totally agree. It was incredible. Thank you to Jamie Johnson for hanging out with us on TikTok Live. Thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers. Evie, do you want to help me say thank you to our Patreon listeners?
I would love to.
All right, it's time to say thank you to our Patreon subscribers. This one is a little different because me and Evie are going to tag team it and do it together. I am your podcast creator. Evie is your podcast editor. We want to say thank you to everyone who supports us on patreon.com/DegrassiKid. That thank you is going out to our Degrassi student council team, which is Amber, Nicholas, Sarah J, and my best friend, Stevie Jarawa. Evie, do you want to take on the rest?
Let's do it. Okay, all of these people are mail-out subscribers to the Degrassi Kid podcast. We've got Adriana, Amethyst, Ashley, Becca, Brittany, Christina, Christine, Daniela, Dave, and Evie. That's me.
Then we've got Ethan, Gina, Jasper, Jay, Joe, Joey, Jolene, Catherine, Kristen, Kylia, Lindsay, Lizzie, Mark, Megan, Mina, Molly, Rachel, Racine, Eugene, Shannon, Samantha, and Stephanie. And next on our Degrassi Kid Postcard Club,
Brittany Nixon from the Degrassi Generation Facebook page, Jackie, Jessica, Crystal, Maddie, Randy, and Sierra.
And our ultimate Degrassi fans, Alana, Chantel, Charlie, Chrissy, Degrassi CSI, Emily, Jamie, Kat, Courtney, Lizzie Games, Mackenzie, Mike, Rebecca, Sarah Shane, Sierra, and Sunita. Thank you everyone for supporting us on the Degrassi Kid Patreon.
Thank you. Bye, Panthers.
Bye, Panthers. Bye.